Harrison here from Planet Shakers. Thanks for tuning in to watch this message. I'm going to be preaching about God's love. I believe that as a preacher that he's going to encounter you today. So stay watching. It's going to be awesome. I believe today that God is wanting to move. He's wanting to speak to us. And, you know, as we have been honoring our mums, what we've really been honoring is the God in them. You know, Pastor Brett talked about it before in the prayer meeting. Pastor Sam was talking about this in worship. But when we honor our mums, we're honoring the God in them. We're honoring the way that they love us, the way that they sacrifice us. And these things reflect to us just a little bit of what our God is like. And so today, I believe in this 3:30 service that God is here to reveal to us what he is like. I believe today he's here to encounter us. And you know, the Bible says in 1 John chapter 4, verse 8, says that God is love. God doesn't just love us. It's not that his actions are filled with love. It's not that he just has the attribute of love, but he is love. It's the very essence of who he is. And while we have amazing mums, our mums are not perfect, and you know, all of us have had different experiences of mums, that we have a God who is perfect in his love. We have a God who doesn't just love us, but he is love. And his love is here today to encounter you. He's here to meet you where you are at. He's here to pour out his love over you in this 3:30 service. And so I want to ask you right now to open up your heart to the love of God and to prepare yourself for an encounter with him, because that's what he's ready, come ready to lead you into. And so we're going to go to the Word of God. We are going to go to Matthew chapter 22, verse 36 to 39. And this is Jesus having a conversation with the Pharisees. And it says, "Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law?" And Jesus said to them, "You shall love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all your soul, with all of your mind. This is the first and great command. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself." You know, most of us know this scripture. We've probably grown up hearing about it, but this scripture is so important because it's basically Jesus summing up life to us. It's Jesus summing up what he has called us to do. It's as though he's saying, look, if you're going to forget about everything else, if you can't remember it all, then just nail this one. This is what it's all about. It's about loving me with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and it's about loving others. But if we were to be honest, most of us as Christians, we kind of miss nailing this commandment. And I think some of the reason behind that is because sometimes we misunderstand what Jesus is trying to communicate. Sometimes when you hear that, even in the word command, it just comes across as a list of things to do that, you know, you've got to remember, okay, love God with all your heart, soul, mind, others. There's some things there that I have to tick off the boxes on. There's some tasks that I need to do. Let me tell you, church, God here is not communicating to us tasks that he wants us to fulfill. Now, for some of us, maybe our interpretation of this is this focus on, well, you got to love others. And so what it means to follow God, what it means to have this relationship with him is it's all about your actions. It's all about the way that you treat people. And sometimes there, people have reduced their relationship with God, reduced being a Christian, reduced following Jesus down to having some good morals and being a nice person. And there's nothing wrong with that, but I don't believe that's what God's trying to communicate to us in this scripture. You know, for some of us, the emphasis is on love God with all of your mind. This is some people's experience of God. It's a mental comprehension. It's theology. It's just understanding about God and yet not truly ever knowing him. It's about what you could learn, what you could understand. And yet I don't believe that's the fullness of what God has for us. And yet what I believe God is trying to communicate to us in this scripture is there's an order to what he's saying. And it starts with love God with all your heart. And we could just put a full stop right there, because I believe that God has an order in this scripture for a specific reason, and it's because he's saying that's where it all begins in your relationship with me. That's where it all begins in this walk that I have for you. That's where it all begins in what I've called you to do. It just starts in loving God with all of your heart. And then once you begin to love him with all your heart, what is your heart? Well, that's the center of who you are. It's the core of you. It's your inmost part. It's who you truly are. Well, then what's going to happen is out of loving him with all of your heart, there's going to be a natural momentum. In fact, you're probably not even going to be able to stop it if you want to. Where out of your heart, that love for God flows into your soul. What's that? That's your feelings, your emotions, your desires. That's the part of you that's going to live forever. And out of that, then, when you are in love with God in your soul, it follows on into your mind, and your thoughts are filled with him. And then it flows on into the way that you treat other people, the way you love other people. And I believe that God today is wanting you, he's wanting us, he's wanting me to have an experience of the reality of his love for us. His love for us, which goes beyond any understanding. It goes beyond any experience we've had with another person. It goes beyond anything that we could comprehend. He's wanting us to have a heart encounter. And in that heart encounter, for our hearts to be filled with the reality of how much he loves us. And then out of that love for him in our heart, the rest of this flows. So all across this service right now, I want to invite you. I believe there's an open door here to step in to encounter God in our hearts. And so I'm asking, would you just open up your heart here, whether you're in Singapore or you're here with us today, whether you've been here for years or whether it's your first time, and to open up your heart to God. And I know that as you do that, he's going to come and meet you today. You know, I was thinking about this process in my own life. And I was thinking about how, you know, I'm not a mum yet, but I am leader to so many of our teenagers, and I love them and I care for them, and it gives me a tiny little taste maybe of what it feels like to be a mum at times. And I was thinking about how much I love our teenagers in Boom. I was thinking about how much I love young people in general and how much God has set my heart on fire for young people in our city, in our nation. And as I was thinking about this, I was thinking, you know, that wasn't really ever anything I decided to do. In fact, it's not something that I thought that I would do. It's not that I thought I'd be passionate about teenagers when I was growing up. That wouldn't even come into the picture for me. But what happened was I began to encounter God. And deep in my heart, as I began to allow the love of God, not somebody's words, not just somebody else's experience, not just the love I received from another person, but I allowed that love of God to get down deep, deep in my heart. What began to happen was, first of all, it began to cause an immediate response of love to God. But out of that love for God came inevitably, I probably couldn't have even stopped it if I wanted to, came this love for other people. And this is where I found myself in a position where I felt so moved for people that I felt like I'd never decided to love or never asked God for a love for. Found myself, and you know, our mums, I'm sure that you would have these feelings of such love and for your children, and where they consume your thoughts and you're constantly praying for them, believing for them. And I found myself as a young adult beginning to be moved by God for young people in our city. And it was as though, you know, it wasn't as though they were necessarily people that I knew. It wasn't as though they were people that were necessarily even the most lovable. But as I began to encounter God's love, and as that began to come up out of my heart, I couldn't help but let this response toward other people come out. And you know that I also kind of couldn't describe it because it was there was such an intensity of what I was feeling. In fact, the only way that I could really try to describe it is by comparing it to another feeling I'd had. You know, I grew up competitive swimming and our coach would push us hard and sometimes you'd have sore muscles. And so they'd send you home and they'd say, okay, you need to go home. You need to put some deep heat on it. Anyone know what I'm talking about? Yeah, that disgusting smelling cream that when you put it in and put it on your muscles, you know, at the start, you don't feel much, but it begins to burn. And it's a bad burn, but it's a good burn. Like it's not that it doesn't hurt, but it's a good burn because you know that that deep heat, what is it doing? It's getting into that muscle and it's relaxing that muscle and it's shifting up that tightness. And the only way that I could sometimes describe what God was doing in my heart was that it was as though he'd got this big tube of deep heat and he'd rubbed it into my heart. And I'm like, God, is this even love? I don't even know what you're doing. But it's like my heart is being set ablaze. It's like my heart is being moved for other people. And you know, this, I was feeling this even New Year's Eve this past year. We took a team out to the city of Melbourne and we just were ministering to teenagers and talking to teenagers, some of who we knew, many of whom we didn't. I remember being out there and I remember coming home New Year's Eve and I was like struggling to sleep and it was as though my heart was just burning for the teenagers that I saw in this city. And to be honest, I was kind of like, God, what is this? How I was struggling to comprehend, struggling to articulate what I felt in my heart and struggling to know, God, is this even good? Because this just feels strange. Like this is so intense. And I began to ask God about this and I was troubled by it, to be honest. And I felt God in that moment. I felt him lead me to my Bible. And I open up my Bible and in my Bible, I begin to read about love. And the thing about love, and the reason I was finding this hard to articulate in what I was feeling is that in our society, we say we love everything, right? So sometimes when we're talking about love, it's hard to actually understand what we really mean. Because, I mean, I love hot chips. Like, I really, really love hot chips. Like any time of the day, it's never a bad time of the day. Crunchy, crispy, not too crispy, and tomato sauce. I love hot chips. Like you actually don't understand. You think I'm exaggerating this. I'm not. I don't have the words. You know, I love hot chips, but then I also love my husband. Now, that's a very different kind of love. I love him with all my heart, but then I also love sleeping in. Like sleeping in is just the best. When you don't have to set an alarm, and you can just sleep in as long as you want. I love sleeping in. You know, I love teenagers as well. And I love summer. I love summer. I love 25 degrees and you can go outside and you don't need a jacket. And I rebuke that weather outside in Jesus' name. And I bind every person who says they like that weather. And so, you know, in our society, we've got all of these things that we say we love. And then so when we begin to talk about God's love and we begin to talk about the kind of love that God wants us to have for other people, sometimes it's actually hard for us to wrap our head around what God is really trying to communicate to us. And so here I was, and I'm feeling these feelings in my heart that I know are from God, but it's like my heart's on fire for these people and I'm going, God, is this good? Is this bad? And I go to the Word of God. And as I'm reading, this is where God is so good, speaking to us in his word. I come across this little footnote in my Bible. And this little footnote in my Bible, and I'm reading about the love of God, this footnote in my Bible begins to explain what the meaning of this word love is. And it begins to explain that we're reading the Bible in English, but, you know, the Bible was not written in English. The Bible, this book was written in Greek. But you know, Greek, and this book is describing some of the things that Jesus was saying. But Jesus didn't even speak Greek. Jesus spoke Aramaic. And so this little footnote in my Bible begins to explain to me that if I'm to understand the proper context, the proper meaning of what God was trying to communicate when he was talking about love, I've got to go all the way back to the Aramaic. And it begins to explain that this word love in the Aramaic, that's the word that Jesus used when he was talking about love. It has a different meaning to the kind of love that we talk about. It's not the kind of love you'd relate to hot chips. It's not the kind of love you'd relate to summer or to sleep-ins. But the meaning of this word, in fact, it's difficult to describe in English, they say, but the closest definition is, ready for this? Is to set on fire, to burn fiercely. It's a fiery love, that was very difficult to say, coming from the inner depths of the heart with eternal energy and power. And as well as that, this love, it says, is a love that is extended without expectation that it's necessarily going to be returned. It's a love that's given one-sided, that it's going to be given regardless of whether it's going to be reciprocated. And this is the kind of love that God is talking about when he's communicating to us. When it says, for God so loved the world, that's the love it's talking about. It's saying that God had such a fiery, burning love in his heart for you that he sent his son. Whoever would believe in him would be able to receive eternal love, life. This is the love that God has for us. And I began to realize, maybe I missed the point. Maybe our world has missed the point on love. Because that's not just a romantic thing. That's not just a warm, fuzzy feeling. That's not just a nice personality trait. But Jesus describes love as this fiery, burning fire, flame that he wants to have come alive in our hearts and our lives. And as I began to read this and reflect on this, you know what I began to be reminded of? It's Pastor Russell preaching on fire. I know God is wanting to communicate something to us today. Pastor Russell's been talking about the fire of God. But this fire, I believe God's wanting to show us today. This fire is the fire of his love in us and through us. But you know, I didn't tell you the full definition because the last thing it describes this fire as is it says that it is a fire that burns so strongly that it turns white hot. You know, any flame that is just an orange flame, red flame. That flame is 500 degrees Celsius. But there is a whole nother level of heat. There is a whole nother level of intensity. There's a whole nother level of fire, and that's a white flame. And when you see a white flame, it's three times the heat of an orange flame, and it's 1,500 degrees Celsius, and they call it a dazzling flame. And I know this is what God is wanting to speak to us today. He's wanting to light up in your heart the love of God, so powerful, so intense, so hot in your heart that it's going to burn like something you've not experienced. We've experienced the fire of God, but this is the fire of God on another level. This is what he has for us. I began to get excited because I knew that as God began to fill us with this kind of fire, with this love, that's what I was feeling in my heart. This is the kind of fire that can turn a city around. This is the kind of fire that is radical, that can change a city. This is a kind of fire that's powerful enough to burn through anything. It's not just a feminine fire. The love of God's not just a feminine thing. The love of God is not a weak thing. The love of God is not here to give you warm fuzzies and nice tingles and you feel walk out feeling good about yourself. The love of God is a fierce fire. It's able to burn through any heart. It's able to get through any coldness, any front. And God is wanting to release his fire today. And so all across this place, if you're hungry for that, would you just begin to ask him, God, today, Lord, would you fill me with your fire? God, I'm crying out for that. Come on, young person. You begin to cry out, God, would you fill me with that flame for my school? Come on, if you're a parent here, begin to cry out, God, I need that flame to reach my community, God. I need that flame to change my family, God. I need the love of God, which is that fire, to come and set my heart ablaze. Oh, God, we release your fire here. Thank you, Lord. I release your fire over this service, God. I release your fire into every single heart, Lord, just as you did for me, God. Just as my heart came ablaze, God. Just as, God, it came alight, God, not by my own asking, my own merit, my own hard work, but God, through a touch from you. God, I'm asking for your love to be released so strong here, right now. But you know, this flame, this fire of God, it wasn't just meant for us. God doesn't want that fire just to stay in your heart. As Pastor Russell been talking about, the firestorm. This love of God is meant to fill us up, set us on fire, so that we begin to release that fire in our city, so that we begin to see that passed on, so that it becomes an uncontainable fire, so it begins to catch onto every single person that we come into contact with. You guys can grab your seats. You know, we even in Boom, we've seen 16 prayer groups start since Planet Shakers Conference, which is amazing. You know, that's the fire of God in individuals. But the next step is that fire of God going past being in somebody's heart and being released into a city, into a school, into a workplace. And God gives us a whole chapter on what this looks like. He gives us a whole chapter on what this love outwork practically looks like. And it, you know, it's only two times in the Bible that a whole chapter is devoted to one topic. One of these is 1 Corinthians chapter 13. I want you to put aside your preconceived ideas about this, that this is for just a romantic relationship or people getting married. No, this is the standard of what God wants us to live by. So we're going to read from 1 Corinthians chapter 13. I'm going to read from the Passion Translation. If I were to speak with eloquence in earth's many languages and in heavenly tongues of angels, yet I didn't express myself with love, my words would be reduced to the hollow sound of nothing more than a clanging cymbal. And if I were to have the gift of prophecy with a profound understanding of God's hidden secrets, and if I possessed unending spiritual knowledge, and if I had the greatest gift of faith that could move mountains, but I had never learned to love, I am nothing. What is God trying to communicate? You know, you can speak well. You can be a gifted person. In fact, you can even have spiritual gifts, great revelation, great knowledge. All of these things are amazing things that we honor and we value. You can even see miracles come to pass. You can have great faith. But God says, if you don't have that flame, that fire of my love operating in your heart, consider those things nothing. Wow, it goes on in verse 3. And if I were to be so generous to give away everything I own to feed the poor, pretty amazing thing to do, and to offer my body to be burned as a martyr without the pure motive of love, I would gain nothing of value. For love is large and incredibly patient. Love is gentle and consistently kind to all. This is what this fire of the love of God release looks like. Love is large and incredibly patient. Love is gentle, consistently kind to all. It refuses to be jealous when blessing comes to somebody else. Wow. Love does not brag about one's achievements, and it does not inflate its own importance. For love does not traffic in shame and disrespect, and nor selfishly seek its own honor. For love is not easily irritated or quick to take offense, but it joyfully celebrates honesty, and it finds no delight in what is wrong. Love is a safe place of shelter, for it never stops believing the best for others. Love never takes failure as defeat, for it never gives up. And then skipping down to verse 13, until then, there are three things that remain: faith, hope, and love. Yet love surpasses them all. So above all else, let love be the beautiful prize for which you run. And here, painted so beautifully, is the picture of what this love of God in our hearts looks like when it's outworked into our world. Do you know our world is looking for love? They are looking for a genuine expression, a genuine experience of love. And we do too, but they look for it in so many places. They look for it in mums. They look for it in dads. They look for it in a partner. They look for it in an experience. They look for it in a career. They look for it in an opportunity. They look for it in a friend. Our world is looking for this genuine expression of love. And you know what? God's given it to us. He's given us this love. The Bible talks about 1 John 4:8. Pastor Brett said it in the prayer meeting, but it talks about how the world has not seen God. And yet if we love, God is made evident. He is made complete in us. Do you know how the world is going to experience that fire of God? Do you know how the world is going to experience the goodness of God? It's by that fire of the love of God on the inside of you, outworked like this script, these scriptures were telling us. And so tonight, I want to ask you, how is your love life going? Where is your heart at? Is your heart set ablaze in love with God? Is your heart set ablaze so that out of your heart flows this love for other people? Because living in that kind of experience, you know, it's not going to come from anything else other than an encounter with the love of God. And so wherever you are at today, I believe I want you to prepare your heart that God is here right now and He's ready to encounter you with His love. Thank you for tuning in today to watch this message. I pray that God moved in your life and that it blessed you. And I want to encourage you to tune in next week to hear another awesome message from Planet Shakers.